it's more miserable. NSK, K2BAR, tell us about the Mendel roast. I wonder if he heard me. K2BAR. NSK, K2BAR. Jim?
Yeah, NS2K. Actually, I am just now on the bridge. The upper level didn't move a single car length the entire width of Manhattan up here at the bridge. And we're moving very nicely, as it turns out. So, good guess. But, of course, it means I have to go the long way around to get up to the house, but that's okay. I'd much rather do that than suffer through this. Anyway, glad I was able to catch the tail end of the net here, and wish everybody a wonderful, see at least a few folk on Friday, tomorrow evening, and obviously got to work tomorrow morning. Ever so much, way too much fun. K2BAR, NS2K.
Yeah, roger, roger. I might pop by tomorrow night if I have a chance. I got to get ready for the Hamfest on Saturday, though. I'm just kind of curious, how was the Mendel roast?
Actually, it was very good. He was in pretty good spirits, very good bunch of folk, and it all went very well.
Was it funny? I get your response. I guess first question was it funny, and the second thing was, did he get his zings back? Am I not making it? Okay, he might be on the got lower level issues or something, or transitioning to, you know, the PIP or something might be miserable. Actually, can you go from the lower level to the PIP easily? No, you can't. You gotta go up 1 and 9 and up and around. That's the Red Oak Diner.
And that's okay. I'm still in the sprint, but at least I'm out of the tunnel now.
Okay. So, I get my questions were, was it funny and did he get his jabs back?
Oh, sure. No, that was very good. That was mostly a bunch of very good stories, various things that have happened at the marathons over the years, and a lot of them told by Steve himself, and no one was seriously injured in the process.
Oh, I'm glad. Okay, very good. Alrighty. Anybody have any last comments, questions, confusions? Well, a little slow starting tonight, but we'll get there. And we'll see everybody next week. And thank everybody for participating tonight. It was fun. This is K2BAR, thanking the Chestnut Ridge Radio Group for the use of their repeater. And this is W2TTT, returning the repeater to what passes for normal amateur radio use.
W2TTT, NS2K.
Sir, W2TTT.
Hey, it's the real 2TTT. Very good. Anyway, no, the good part is I'm clear out here on Route 4, and things are going well, even though we had one brilliant big person come flipping through about 40 miles an hour faster than everybody else, sliding from side to side here of the pumpkin lane highway back before it split off into so many pieces. In any case, one of the things that is a constant frustration is the fact that in my normal commute, driving down both the west side and the east side of the river, I have a sneaky feeling that we're being handed back and forth, depending upon what towers were near across the river. and they're frequently not clean hands off. I wonder what you think of that theory.
I think I can note your comment, and I would have to look into it and not tell you the answer, but I can take it as input.
You could tell me, but then you'd have to blow up my telephone?
No, then I'd have to lose my job.
Oh, can't have that. No, but anyway, it seems, and it's not just this phone, how should I say, the other end of the conversation seems to initiate be the party to make the initial data loss. So it's multiple brands, multiple errors, and so on and so forth. I should see if that app, maybe I can train my co-pilot to operate the reporting app. Is this way more than you want to do while you're trying to drive?
Yes. Absolutely. Talking about the Mark the Spot app. That is a... and one which we take very seriously. Having said... it... there's always room for improvement.
And that would be a legitimate use for the software that is taking quite so much heat right at the moment.
Oh. But you know what? It's taking more grief at the hands of other carriers than it is for me. I can just sit and giggle.
Yep. Anyway, but I'll continue to beat you up later, you know, more in person. Anyway, so I continue to enjoy. But I've had way too much fun at work here in the last couple of days with other vendors who are not performing quite as expected. So I'm kind of in that mode right at the moment.
Wireless carriers or other kinds of vendors that you deal with in your normal work?
Oh, these are all other equipment people who do various things like captioning and branding insertion and various things like that.
Yeah, so those companies need to be beaten with a stick on a regular basis just to deliver what they're supposed to.
Yeah, we had one here today. Actually, the failure was last night, and so the guys had tried to make it work, and they didn't have... their initial attempts led nowhere. So we gathered the appropriate people together this morning and had a little session as soon as the facility became available at noontime. And, you know, it only took, maybe a minute to sort... to fix the problem and try to come up with a scenario what might have caused it to fail and which piece was, the problem, even though it looked like the reset of one computer sent the other computer into Never Never Land. But it's really hard to prove without more experimentation. But suffice to say that they ended up not doing things the way they had planned to do them last night. But everything got on the air, and nobody at home could possibly tell the difference. So it wasn't as bad as it could have been, and it's okay.
Yes, but worse than what you wanted. I understand. Very good.
They put it together to a recording a few hours before, if all of the elements are available. Some stuff doesn't come in until the very, very, very last minute, And of course, there's a lot of stuff that's actually live, so you can't do that. But pre-recorded stuff, you can do it. And so they were able to use one of these, you know, pre-built shows from earlier in the afternoon. And while they don't have the redundancy and backup and so on, everything went just fine.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Hey, look, are you near home? Because I've been running this entire net mobile because I picked up Nancy after going to my mother's. I had a birthday Eve dinner with my mother because her birthday's tomorrow. 78 years old. I know, compared to your mother, she's a spring chicken, just a babe. But anyway, bottom line is that, what do you call it? If you are near home, I would like to go inside.
Oh, absolutely. No, please feel free. I am on Knickerbocker and not that far. Actually, I'm by the golf course down here. It's another run, southern end of Knickerbocker. But Mazel Tov, 78. That's great. Anyway, have a great evening. We'll talk to you soon. W2TTD, NS2K.
Hey, Jim. Good night. Take care. Godspeed. And thank you. And I need to go in and get some sleep. I'm like done. NS2K, K2BAR, W2TTD, whatever. I'm done. Good night.
This is Kilo Charlie 2 India Hotel India, Kilo Charlie 2 India Hotel India. On the air looking for a contact with anyone else monitoring.
Hello, Charlie 2 India Hotel India, W2TTD.
Okay, very good, Gordon. W2TTT, KC2IHI here. Alex, how are you this evening?
You caught me literally walking out of my mobile shack, but I am doing fine. I'm absolutely doing wonderfully, actually. But winding it up here. So, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been busy myself. I've been, I moved. I was in Washington Heights, right near the George Washington Bridge in Manhattan. And then about a month ago, I moved to the Upper West Side of Manhattan, right near Central Park. And so I was busy with that. I set up my radio with the antenna, and I put it up on the roof. I was getting great signals. I was into Connecticut. And then I had to take it down for certain reasons. Now I have it on the windowsill, and I'm trying to get it onto the fire escape. So I've been busy with the radio and with the move and everything else. But I'm getting a decent signal from this repeater with the antenna on the windowsill.
That's good. So the certain reasons were that somebody didn't like it, wherever it was?
Yeah, that's how it is. But it was no problem. I mean, I'm very friendly with the guy, so, you know, everything is fine. No problem there. It's just that, you know, you're in Manhattan and you have all these buildings and, you know, it's one thing or another. I know the FCC protects you from certain rules and regulations, but I don't know how I can get away with it on this one.
Okie doke. I understand. That's always a challenge. Yeah, I understand fully. Well, I'm glad you worked out a way. You sound great. You really do. So I'm glad. How many stories up are you?
Okay, great. It's great to know that I'm sounding really, really great into the repeater. I appreciate that. That's good to know with an antenna on the windowsill only. Well, I'm on the fourth floor, The area here is called Manhattan Valley, so it does sink. It does go down, down. Fourth floor, I have good line of sight, northwest and northeast of me. My window faces north, and I have line of sight east. And then going west into Jersey, there's a building there, but I do manage to get into Jersey.
Okay, great. Super. Hey, look, Alex, I got to run inside, but it's super. I'm glad to see that you're all squared away. Do you know about our Ham Fest on Saturday?
I think so. I think I have it written down. Let me see, and I'll let you go. I know you want to get going. Let me see. The Ham Fest, Saturday, 9:55, Thursday at 9 p.m. Oh, no, you're talking about Saturday. No, I don't have that. Saturday, 9 p.m.?
No, Saturday, it's any time after 8 a.m., unless you're selling, which gets to come earlier. It's at St. John the Evangelist Church, Conlon Hall in Bergenfield, New Jersey. KJI will be there, Satellite Sam will be there, Kathy Souter with all her connectors will be there, and other parts. Peter Cherry is going to be there. There's all sorts of folks. We're going to have, plus it's a holiday type of craft fair as well, so if you have a YL who might be interested in that gifty type stuff, tchotchke stuff, there's no home junk. This is all like real vendors. The only home stuff that might see is the occasional ham guy who's cleaning out his basement, but basically the average person's not there cleaning out their basement into this thing. It's quality stuff. It really is. And there'll be food available, etc.
Okay, very good. Thanks for the information. I have it there. Yes, because I'm looking for a 10-meter just to get a mobile antenna mag mount on my fire escape, but that's in the future, not right now. Okay, Gordon, I'll let you go.
Real quick, what's your email address? What I'll do is I'll send you the flyer.
Okay, that would be very good. That would be very much appreciated, because the more info I get, the better. It's Sandy, that's my regular name, S-A-N-D-Y, as an echo, is netzero.net. Do you have that? Sandy E. Hermit at netzero.net.
Sandy E. Hermit, Sierra Alpha November Delta Yankee, Echo, Hotel Echo, Romeo Mike, India Tango. Sandy E. Hermit at netzero.net.
Yeah, that's the one. That is the one. The one and only.
That's excellent. All right. I will send this to you momentarily. So bring all your friends and family, as it were. It's all good. We'll see you Saturday. I'll be the large bearded guy in the scout uniform. Can't miss it. Anyway, Godspeed. DC2IHI, W2TTT. Gotta go.
Okay, thanks once again, Gordon. KC2IHI clear.
Thank you.
Falls. I don't know if you ever heard of that. Dutchess County?
Oh, yes. I used to be active on the 9-7 machine, and a couple of the principals used to live in Wappinger, so I'm trying to remember which ones did. You probably know them.
There you go. Yeah, the Beacon repeater. And there's a Carmel repeater. I got to tell you, Dick, there's a Pro repeater, and Beacon just recently revamped their system, and they have mighty wide coverage. This repeater, I'm absolutely amazed. I am really amazed on the coverage this has. I had not spoken on this in many, many years. I used to talk on here way back when. And I used to live in Queens. So, you know, from Queens it wasn't that much, but all the way up here, all over the place. I just recently started having this on scan, and it's amazing. It has super coverage. I imagine it's still on that on the tower in Alpine.
Well, we're not on the Armstrong Tower, but we are in Alpine. We've been there for maybe close to 25 years or so.
Oh, really? I thought it was on that tower. Well, doesn't matter. Wherever it is, it is spewing a mighty signal. So it's working great. And I see I'm going to have access to my first location here, so this voice is horrible. Really, this is not my voice. Hey, Dick, nice talk. Nice meeting you. Have yourself a good weekend, unless I talk to you later, maybe. If my voice disappears, I'll talk to you in heaven. So, take care. Have a good one. N2HRX.
Eric, nice to have met you. N2HRX. Drop in any time. We also have a 440 machine, which right now is on reduced power, but has very nice coverage also. K1JMI, good morning.
You know, just one thing. Do I have a lot of, noise behind my signal, or it's actually okay?
Well, if your voice weren't so groggy, I could give you a better report as to how it sounds. I don't hear any noise at all. I'm mobile, so you know, there may be some white noise in there that I'm not hearing. But it's a perfectly fine signal.
Amazing. Really is. Alrighty. Alright. Thank you. Again, you take care, Dick. N2HRX. Thanks a lot.
Fine, Eric. N2HRX. Recommending a nice bottle of rum and a long sleep. K1JMI.